Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, which is brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. All right, I got through, Bob. This is Jim Galante. I'm sitting in for Andrew P. Shea today. I'm with Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer, and Ross Tucker, newly signed preseason voice of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Thank you. Well, I mean, I did it last year.
I know, but this is a multi-year deal, is it?
Yeah, but this is like, hey, you didn't stink. Yeah. You weren't terrible. We'll let you do it again for a few more years. So,
very good.
It's awesome. It's funny, too, because just as a quick aside, you know, as we're recording this, the NFL players are going to vote on the CBA over the next week or so. And I've been saying that I think they should take the deal for a lot of different reasons. But if I actually had a horse in the race, I would want them to vote no and to push off 17 games as long as they can so I get more preseason games.
I
get paid per the game, you know? So if I was looking out just for my own self-interest, I'd be saying vote no.
So is there actually a clause in the contract for the number of games?
There is.
So
it's, yeah, it just says I will do however many there are.
Okay.
Yeah.
So thought you might get away with
that. And they still got a vote. You don't know what's going to happen. Game.
All right, let's start talking Penn State football. Yeah. We're going to start with news in quarter number one. Quarter number two, brought to you by GoPSURV. We will continue Ross's countdown of the 2020 recruiting class. Quarter three, we get your questions for Ross. And finally, in quarter number four, Bob's top 25 Penn State football player countdown. We will get to that. Bob, let's start with you on the news. Wednesday afternoon, Dwight Gault did his annual strength and conditioning thing. And a lot of nuggets of information will always come out of that.
Absolutely. I timed it because usually they have him on like it's like 10 minutes to the minute. They gave him 13. He is such a – I look forward to this because he is very excited about being asked about the Penn State players. And there's really only a couple of times he can really – you know, it's usually James or the assistants. It's the lift for life. He's usually made available, and it's the one weight training. It's usually at the very end of weight training. They ask. He talks about the progress that they've made, and he mentioned a lot of players. A couple of nuggets that came out of it that I thought were amusing is that a couple of program records, either whether positional or just overall since Franklin's been there, fell. And I just get a chuckle because Antonio Shelton now is the record holder for the bench press during Franklin's time there, and it's 465 pounds. He beat Barkley by 5 pounds. Like, he was the old record holder. And just the thought of that, and Dwight's like, yeah, Saquon's not going to be happy when he hears me talk about this. And it's just phenomenal that somebody that is 300 pounds and he's entering, I think, his fifth year, and he's been working. He looks like a house. He's 5 pounds stronger on the bench than Saquon Barkley. It's just unbelievable. It speaks to what Barkley was as a rare, rare genetic freakish athlete.
Yeah, so I'm not trying to correct you here, Bob. I think from what I read, Steven Gonzalez still has the record at 470, but Shelton passed Saquon for second, which I think actually only reinforces the point you just made. Steven Gonzalez, fifth-year senior, who just left, obviously. Right. Shelton, fifth-year guy. Saquon, it was his third year, and he was 225 pounds. Yeah. Steven Gonzalez, there's no way he's a donut less than 350. Yes. I mean, he's 350. Shelton's big.
Oh, yeah.
So your point still stands.
Right.
That is unbelievable that Saquon could bench more than twice his body weight. That is incredible to me. You're talking about every guy that's there, okay, is a total freak of nature.
Yeah.
And they're so strong. And yet they've had two linemen more than 300 pounds get a better bench than him the entire time. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Only two.
Yeah. And so for the linebackers, Micah, I think, I think it was the term power clean, yes. 375, and yes. I think he eclipsed Jason Kabinda's old mark by a couple of, maybe 5 pounds, and he made sure he let Jason know about it, I think, on social media, and they had a nice little back and forth. But you know, two things to tie into that. Journey Brown's also come a long way since he's arrived in State College, and Dwight talked about when he first got here, Journey's going to be a redshirt junior, I believe, this year. When he first got here, he could bench press 295. He's now up to 395, and Dwight said he was really pretty ticked off he couldn't get to 400. He's run sub 4.3, and it just really now the pieces are beginning to fit why he came on so strong at the end of the year. And he saw that touchdown run against Memphis where no one could tackle him. It speaks to just how strong he's gotten during his time at Penn State.
Well, that's the tie-in to Saquon. And before anyone sends me a note, no, I'm not saying Journey Brown is Saquon Barkley. But it seems to be that same model of speed and strength. And Dwight Gault has been just huge in making him that strong.
Journey Brown is a rare athlete. I mean, he ran like a 10-400 in high school. Saquon didn't do that. I mean, yeah. Journey Brown. Yeah. And by the way,
I had him listed at 4.29.
Yeah, that's right.
For a 40.
By the way, the program record since Franklin's been there, the fastest player is you would never. It's Drew Hartlob. 4.25. He was the coverage gunner, and I know that Apke was fast, and all those guys are fast, and he is clearly fast, and that's why he's doing that. But you think of some of those guys that they have there, and it's actually Drew, who's the fastest guy that they've had at Penn State.
And the point that I would make about Journey Brown is, he not only won the state in the 100, he set the state record. Yeah. And beat Leroy Burrell, who was like a gold medal
sprinter.
Winner? I think he won a gold medal. And here's the thing. He did this in Meadville, Pennsylvania. Like, I don't know what their weight program was
or
like.
Their track looks like.
I don't know what their track looks like or who their track coach was.
The training regimen, the food might be different.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Not that it has anything to do with anything. I just ran into somebody earlier this morning from Meadville. They are the Meadville Bulldogs.
Just one note also, they were asked about Micah's ongoing competition with Jason Owe, about how they're always competing, and I talked about Micah's did the power clean. Jason Owe's been a little bit limited. He had Dwight referred to a shoulder issue that's kind of – they're backing him off, and I think he said the focus for both those two and the quarterbacks, Will Levis and Sean Clifford, who are testing through the roof in terms of strength – he's going to emphasize more movement and kind of velocity and speed work for all four of those guys. So great for Big Ten offenses, a faster Micah and a faster Jason Owe appears to be on the horizon in the fall.
And this all says a lot about Dwight Gault, doesn't it? What he does.
He's
with these
a really
guys.
Engaging guy. If you've ever, I don't know if you had a chance
yes,
to meet
I
him.
Have.
He's just very friendly. Looks you right in the eye. You could tell he's just very enthusiastic about his job. You watch him go through his paces. He spends the same amount of time with all the players, whether they're you know, they're walk-ons or they're third teamers. He gets just excited when they reach a new max as the stars.
Well, one of the other numbers that struck me, and this goes back to what you were talking about, Journey Brown and how he advanced from high school. Keandre Lambert, his bench press went from 230 to 280. How long has he even been there?
I mean, he's been there about a little bit. He hasn't even been there 2 months. I think it was the second.
Yeah, I never heard that for my life.
Is that about technique or what?
It must be. It must be technique, and maybe he didn't do all that much, you know, in high school. So he had, you know, that was just kind of natural. And so technique, 2 months. I would say this too. Don't discount the eating.
Yeah.
And the nutrition and stuff. Some of these guys, they don't lift that much. They don't eat right. And you can make some big gains in a short amount of time if you're a freak like some of these guys are.
Yeah, it just strikes me as amazing. The other one, Brenton Strange, up about 35 pounds.
Isaac's up. Isaac's 247 or something like that.
From 220 to 257 was what I saw in the notes.
220 to 257?
For Adisa Isaac.
How much does Brenton Strange weigh?
It just said he's at 246 now, up about 35 pounds from when he came in.
Like 210, 208.
Yeah. I mean, these guys came in real thin.
If Isaac's that big – They were talking about him when he was not that big as a good player. I'm excited to see what they're going to say and hear what they're going to say about him, because he's going to play a lot this year.
Doesn't this also go back to, you know, when James Franklin, people made fun of it when he talked about the body type that they were looking to bring in? And I think it's about getting guys in. Maybe they're tall and a little lanky, but you can
see. It's a projection. In a lot of ways, it's an athletic projection. And Dwight is one of the best in college football at kind of sculpting the player to the specifications that James is looking for. And by the time they get out of there, they're ready to test, and they're ready to do well at the NFL level.
And the one point I would make is about like Strange and Isaac. It's why how much they weigh in high school doesn't really matter. They can almost always make the guy weigh what they want him to weigh.
Especially if they have that body that could put it on.
If only they could have made Justin Shorter weigh less. That's the one. That's the one thing that Dwight Goff
probably. One cheeseburger away from 250. Yeah. Hey, real quick, let's get to one other thing. We had another decommit. This was tight end Nick Elksness, who's from Florida. First of all, Bob, we kind of expected this, didn't we? After he was flirting with Florida Gators,
early commit, and it from a faraway state, and you know, just talking to Greg Pickle, also of the Keystone Sports Network, you know, the if you commit early and then you start to get noticed a little bit, then the Florida schools start to notice as well. But yeah, I mean, they only had, I think, three commits in the class. So now they're at two. Nate Bruce almost decommitted. They were almost at one. And that's almost a legacy recruit in Liam Clifford. So I'm sure that the commits will be coming, pretty fast and furious. But yeah, the one thing I would say real quick, Ross, is it doesn't hurt as much because they have some young tight ends in the system, like a Brenton Strange and Theo Johnson. They have like two or three. But, I mean, you know, this is just kind of the way of the world.
Well, they took two tight ends this year.
Right.
In Theo Johnson, Tyler Warren. And you guys know, I think Tyler Warren might even be better than Theo Johnson.
Yeah.
I think they're both good. So if I'm Elksness, and I don't know what Florida or whatever school took, I am thinking, do I want to go somewhere where they took two tight ends? Right. The year before, I mean, so those guys will both already be there. They'll both already have a year of experience. Like, what are the odds? So, you expect them to take one tight end. But if they take two, it's like, man, it's really going to be hard to beat them both out. You know, one of those guys is probably going to be pretty good. They're both pretty highly touted. I would say my message to the listeners would be, try not to get caught up in the ebb and flow of commits, decommits. You know, it's not easy, but as much as possible, look at the class at the end and judge it by that, because there will be a roller coaster over the next 8 months.
And always be forewarned, from out of state, committing early, always questionable. All right, that's it for quarter number one from the Labatt Blue Studio. Stick around, quarter number two and Tucker's Tape. Looking for a great gift for the blue and white fan in your life? Check out 409tailgateclub.com for some great ideas. You can get the tailgate box that includes all their rubs and sauces. Then there's the Bloody Mary gift box, complete with mix, bacon salt, and even pepperoni straws. Go to 409tailgateclub.com and check out their online store. Don't forget to use code KSN on checkout for a discount. That's 409tailgateclub.com and use code KSN.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.